And also, what happens if the parents can't get along?
So first and foremost, the parents should discuss all matters relating to the children together. However, if communication is difficult, parents may consider seeking help from a family mediator. The Minister of Justice actually offers a specific number of hours of subsidized mediation. So that's free mediation. Should the parents wish to obtain an initial judgment following the separation, or even if it is a question of modifying a judgment that is already in place, if the parents still do not agree on an important decision concerning their children, one of the parents can actually apply to the courts to have a judge decide on the disagreement, no matter who has custody. Some situations where an opinion of judge can be sought, for example, is when the parents are unable to agree on a decision regarding their children. One parent decides everything and enforces decisions about the children without consulting the other parent. And also, for example, one parent refuses to share important information about the children with the other parent. So in cases like this where communication is obviously an issue, in these situations, the judge will then make the decision in the best interest of the children.
And also, does parental authority end?
So there are actually three situations that I'm going to say rupture parental authority. So when the child becomes a full age, so when he becomes an adult, the parents don't have the same control. And also if the child who is still a minor obtains emancipation, so that's emancipation through that child actually getting married themselves or even through a judicial decision. And also it can be ruptured when the court declares forfeiture of parental authority. Now, that last one is a little bit exceptional, so I'll just give it a little bit of a further explanation. So when the court declares forfeiture of parental authority, it's in rare cases, and a parent can lose all or part of parental authority. So that's the right to make decisions regarding children. So if a judge takes away parental authority, and again, only a judge can do that, so one parent can't decide that they're going to withhold rights from the other parent, it's only a judge that can make this decision. And this is a very serious measure, and it's actually in legal terms called depriving a parent of parental authority. So judges who have removed parental authority this has been done in such cases where there's cruelty, violence, sexual abuse, or when parents themselves have abandoned their children. So parents who lose parental authority, again, they lose their rights towards their children, but they still have certain duties towards them. So, for example, they can't make decisions about their children, but they still have to provide for their children financially, for example. Parents who lose parental authority, they can ask to have it back, so they can file to the judge to ask to have their parental authority back. So they would have to prove that there has been major changes, maybe that they've settled their problems and they're ready to take on the responsibilities. And also, most importantly, that the children wouldn't be harmed. So this is to say, again, that it's in the child's best interest. However, there is an exception to this. So, for example, if the child has been adopted, a parent who lost parental authority will never get it back because adoption actually puts an end to the relationship between the parent who lost parental authority and the children.
So thank you very much, Angela, for taking the time to speak with us with more legal information on this topic. And of course, we'll share the contact information for the Cote Nord Justice Center in case any of our listeners would like to reach out for any type of inquiries.
Absolutely.
That was Angela Morancy, a member of the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte Nord. Today, we were talking about the topic of parental authority. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.